This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Kevin, Charlotte, North Carolina. Hi, Kevin.
Hi. I just wanted to know, because I did try to explain to my uncle and some other people that they believe that speaking in tongues in church is okay, and I told them that it's not, and they're extremely loud about it. And I wanted to know how to approach and how, if you can give me some of the texts where I can actually go to them and explain to them.
Yeah, I think one of the great texts to go to is 1 Corinthians chapter 14. If you look at verse 22, Paul says, "Their tongues then are a sign not for believers, but for unbelievers. Prophecy is for believers, not unbelievers." So Paul is saying that if you're prophesying, and not in the sense of telling the future, but forthtelling, equipping, encouraging, exhorting the saints, we should be prophesying because that's for believers. But tongues then is not for believers, Paul says, but for unbelievers. And then he says, if the whole church comes together and everyone speaks in tongues, and some who do not understand or some unbelievers come in, will they not say that you are out of your mind? So Paul is giving a rationale there as well why believers shouldn't speak loudly and many at the same time in tongues in the context of a church. And now if someone gives an interpretation within the context, what is tongues but a prophecy? So if there is a tongue, Paul says, you can't all be talking at the same time and loudly and be disruptive. If a tongue is given within this New Testament context, there has to be an interpretation, because then a tongue can serve to edify the body of Christ. But in general, what is the principle? The principle is tongues then are a sign not for believers, but for unbelievers. And then he gives a very strong warning about what happens when you speak in tongues in public and how that can be disruptive and discombobulating for an unbeliever. And instead of reaching that unbeliever, you end up repelling the unbeliever.
For more Ask Hank episodes or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.